in the limelight.
U.S. President Donald Trump has recently retweeted a video of a white man and woman brandishing a semi-automatic rifle and a handgun at peaceful black protesters in St. Louis over the weekend, amplifying a surreal scene that embodied the racial divisions roiling the country. While it's unclear what Trump intended by sharing the post, his past statements against demonstrators who are part of the movement for Black Lives Matter have prompted news agencies to suggest the president was likely retweeting the video in support of the display of weapons against protesters. Dear listeners, stay with us for an article in this regard written by Chris Walker, writer. His article is published under the heading Trump shares video of couple pointing semi-automatic weapon at protesters. Here's the details of this article. U.S. President Donald Trump has recently shared a tweet of a white St. Louis couple brandishing and pointing their guns in the direction of protesters against anti-black racism and police violence who were marching toward the mayor's office. Assault rifle and pistol. Video of an American couple pointing their weapons at demonstrators who moved them away from their vast home, retweeted by Donald Trump, caused cleavage reactions on Monday, June 29. While it's unclear what Trump intended by sharing the post, his past statements against demonstrators who are part of the movement for Black Lives have prompted news agencies to suggest the U.S. president was likely retweeting the video in support of the display of weapons against protesters. If that is indeed the case, the president could be endorsing an illegal action. According to Missouri state law, it is illegal to exhibit, in the presence of one or more persons, any weapon readily capable of lethal use in an angry or threatening manner. According to reports, the sequence outraged many internet users and was made fun of, St. Louis City Prosecutor Kimberly Gardner said, "Worry to see peaceful protesters greeted by guns and violent assault. We must protect the right to peaceful protest," she continued, announcing that she was investigating with the police and witnesses. The 30-second video shows a white man holding an assault rifle and a white woman holding a handgun. Both appear to point their weapons at participants in a racial justice protest walking by their home. With video, the tweet Trump shared via ABC News showing the man involved yelling at the demonstrators. According to witnesses present and other new reports, the couple featured in the video appear to be Mark and Patricia McCloskey, who together own a personal injury law firm in St. Louis. The two purchased and restored the home shown in the background of the video in 1988. Protesters walking past the couple's home were en route to the office of St. Louis Mayor Lida Creason, who recently shared in a video message the names and addresses of individuals in the city who wrote to her urging for the defunding of police department, a method of intimidation that is known as doxing. Creason has since apologized for the action, but many are still calling for her resignation over the incident. A petition asking for her to step down has since reached 45,000 signatures. Donald Trump's seeming endorsement of these two individuals' actions is the second social media post in as many days the president has made in which he appeared to support violence against protesters. A video Trump tweeted out showed one of his supporters yelling "White Power" toward a demonstrator who was protesting against the president. "Thank you to the great people of the villages," Trump wrote in his tweet accompanying the video, referencing the retirement community in Florida where the protest occurred. Trump later deleted the tweet amid uproar from others on social media, including from members of his own party. White House spokesman Jude Deere explained that Trump hadn't heard the statement in question, even though it happened toward the beginning of the video. The administration wouldn't comment on whether Trump condemned the statement from the man in the video, according to the reporting from the Associated Press.